Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Briyomi program is Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brua, and we are in the middle of Simon Tof Reish Chof Tes, in the middle of Sif Zayin. We're up to the Ramah. In yesterday's share, we said that the Mechaber was mistapik, if you're allowed to use a sulam, a ladder, al hagag, as part of the roof, in order to put schach on it. And today we'll discuss the Ramah's opinion. Hagol, the Ramah says, ein while the Mechaber was mistapik, the Ramah paskins, no, you shouldn't use this for schach. And he adds, v'afilu lahanicho al haschach, lahachziko, and even to put it on top of kosher haschach, to hold it in place, he says that is as well, is osur, not allowed. And he says, v'hu adin b'chol klei ha-makabal tumah, with any utensil that's makabal tumah, you shouldn't put it up there to hold down the schach. For example, kigon safsol, a bench, or kisei, a chair, shemakablin tumas medrash, that they are makabal tumas medrash, one sits on them, so they're makabal tumah, specifically tumas medrash, and he brings down from the Ma'ariyo that this is not allowed. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Gimel explains, look in the Daiki Moshe, that's the Ramah in the Torah, and this is also Vetiko Agro B'Veyur, the Vilna Gaon brings this down as well, the Mifshat Pshita Le the Osir L'Sachet Bo, that he paskins that you're not allowed to use this for Schach, because the base Kibel Hu Mekabel Tum, because it technically has a base Kibel, and is Mekabel Tum, and therefore shouldn't be used for Schach. And therefore, Mimela Bivada Ishlahach Mishlo Sachik Agabo. And therefore, you shouldn't use it till you put Schach even on top of it, because it's going to be Mamid the Schach, and you shouldn't use a Dovid this Makabo Tumma to be Mamid the Schach Lechatriva. And certainly, Mikoshikain, Bisulamu Shalagolos. And certainly, ladders that they had that they used for wagons, which were certainly attached well to each other. Osulam Shal Avos, Hanosun Al Shte Yesedos, or a ladder that was used for a trough that was also attached with two pegs in it, and they would then place the food for the animal inside of it. So these were all really sturdily built as a base kibble, bevade base kibble gomeru. All of these have the status of being makabel tuma, they can accept tuma min haTorah. However, okay, kishein lahasulam nikovim vashlivos tekuin al hayirechos bimasmerim. If in fact the rungs of the ladder are not really attached very well to each other, but they're attached with some sort of a peg, so then heim bechlal pshutei kliyetz, and they do have the status still of being just a plain piece of wood, shem mekabel tuma apmidirabbanan, and aren't actually mekabel tuma even on the midirabbanan level. Bottom line, Mishnah Berurah concludes. Yesh Machmirim Af Bazeh. There are those that are Machmir. He brings down, this is the Taz in the Sharet Zion Osmim Hei, albeit other Achronim disagree, and are more Mekel, but he says, the Taz is Machmir Af Bazeh, even in this situation, Mishum Lo Pluk, not to make any differentiation across the board. Sivkot and Chavdala, the Mishum Brewer adds, and he says, when you're using it to hold down the schach, so that essentially it's supporting the schach. Besides this, schach possible. It certainly is possible the schach itself. Sivkot and Chaf Hei, and these chairs or benches that are makabel tuma tumas medrash. Rosh Lomo, what the Ramah is telling us here in the name of the Ma'ariel, shereuyin lekabel, they're capable of accepting tuma. And he says, this is true. Afilu hein chadoshim shemavayli lo nitmu adai. This is even the brand new, so they certainly haven't been kam tuma. Furthermore, he adds, "V'da the chol kli eitz harachov kitzas, any board that is a little bit wide, the royal laniyah halav davar, and something could be put on it, so that's also a shtickle base kibble. Yeshomim, he brings down. There are those that say, and you can see in the Sharet Zion Os Mem Tes, this is if you look in the Nesiv Chaim, he discusses this. Yeshomim shemakabel tumah derabbanim, it's makabel tumah on the derabbanim level because it's dame le base kibble, it's like a base kibble, even though it's not a full fledged base kibble." And therefore, Valkane, Ein lo niach, moro umagreif al aschach, therefore you shouldn't put some sort of a hoe or some sort of a shovel on top of the schach to stabilize the schach lagzika, or tachas aschach, underneath the schach, lahamin aschach, to have the schach go on top of them. And this is not allowed. Va'afilu nishperu. And this is true even if they're broken, which, albeit, in the issue footnote 19, he brings down, previously he said that if it was broken, it might be permissible. But since that was really only bid the Eved, so l'chatchila, certainly one shouldn't use it. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, l'chaber klunsos ha-sukkah, to go and attach the poles of the sukkah, the mismaros shobarza, with some sort of a metal pin, or l'koshim bivlos, or to tie them together with worn-out clothing. The Ramah tells us these bivlos, pirish chatichel shobagon bluyim, worn-out clothing, which are all makabel tuma, the iron pegs or the worn-out clothing, shem makabel tuma, so then ink pay that. That's not a problem to use this for the poles of the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, Everybody agrees this is okay. Why? I feel leman the oser, even according to the stricter opinion we just had, the oser lahamid aschach b'davar makabel tumah, to support the schach with something that's makabel tumah, you shouldn't do that, because kiven shein someach aschach ala mismar. Here it's allowed because the schach is not on these metal pins. El shemach sipehama klum sos. All they do is support the beams, the poles, hamamidim leschach, that are holding up the schach. So therefore, that's not directly on the metal, and therefore it's a maimid to a maimid, and that's not a problem. However, in the issue footnote number 20, he discusses this whole din of maimid de maimid, and there's many that disagree with this. And this is a long issue footnote, which we're not going to go through. I ain't in this issue footnote for some of the more machmir opinions. Bottom line is, umitam zeh, based upon this, gam kein mutter lekoshrum lakulun souls bivlos obichavolim shel pishtan. You're therefore allowed to go and connect the schach to these poles, with using either worn-out clothing or with some sort of flax ropes. The ein hachanami v'likshor hasrach atzmo b'kun solos b'chavolim royal izor l'chadchila. However, you shouldn't actually go and attach the srach itself to the poles with these ropes. That you should be careful about l'chadchila, because kivin shekosher hasrach atzmo v'dover ha-makavotumah, that's not allowed. You shouldn't do that l'chadchila. The issue footnote number 21 does bring down, ba'af likshor es haschach aydei izikunim ha'asuyim plastic, to use some sort of plastic ties to hold it down. So Rav Nissen Karlitz says that as well, is also, even though the plastic is not makabel tuma. He adds, likshor b'dover she'en makabel tuma mash mashimutah, that implies that if it's something that is a makabel tuma, then it would be permissible. Even though in the Shavuot Zion and Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel, we're going to learn she'ein lechaber es haschach l'sukkah aydei misamrim. You shouldn't use metal pegs of some sort to attach the schach to the sukkah. Mishum she'nefeches aydei kach lios diras kever, because that makes it into a more permanent structure, which is a problem with the sukkah. So why was that not allowed there, but here it is allowed? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal explains she'bekshiras haschach b'chut ein lochush. If you're dealing here with just tying it with some string, some thread, that's not a problem. She'ein haderech livnos bayis aydei kashira b'chut, because that's not going to be mistaken for a diras aroi going to a diras keva. On the other hand, royash zatzal ein lahadik es eschach l'mekomo aydei kashiros b'chevo. You shouldn't use ropes or threads to go and connect the schach to the poles of the sukkah. Ella yikshirenu b'ofen rafoi. You should attach it, tie it in some sort of a weakened way. Or yichabru aydei kesher aniva, or with a bow, or aydei krichas achevo below shiru, or just wrapping the rope around it without actually tying it. Siv test. The mechaber writes, kol minei acholim mekabel tuma, food are mekabel tuma, and therefore the ein misachrim behem, and you shouldn't use them therefore for sach. Mishabur explains siv kot and chosayin. When we say that it's a type of food, it means haynu meichel adam. It's food for a person. That's makabel tuma. Because dilu meichel behema ain't makabel tuma. Because animal fodder is not considered something that's makabel tuma. Sivkot nuchav ches. Va'afilu im lo huchshiru adayin. Even if they're not mushal makabel tuma, the fruit or whatever it is that you're using, the food has not become wet, so it's not mushal makabel tuma. Nevertheless, still psulin, you're not allowed to use it for schach. Sivkot and Chavtes, we said you're not allowed to be mesachek with them. The whole bosem she'ein echolim lahanoz gufan kiim l'reyach umaru chadoma, various types of incense or aromatic materials that aren't eaten for the hanoz of the guf, but only for the purposes of a reyach or mare or things like that to smell nice or to look nice, mesach ben. The Prima Gordon brings down that is kosher eschach because it's not makabel tuma. What about cinnamon? Ulinian kinamon. So ach, the pre-godlo meikah, the pre-godlo says that you're allowed to. Nevertheless, in the Bikur Yaakov, he's ochiach, the kamin, this cinnamon, ochel choshev, it's considered like a food. The Hari Isol El and Simon Reish Beis, the Mevorach and love Bori Pri Adama. He holds it, you make a Bori Pri Adama on it, and therefore it is considered like a food, and therefore it shouldn't be used for schach. Sifyud. Anfe Tehena, the branches of a date palm tree. Ubahem te'enim, and there are te'enim on these branches. Or uzmoros, your vines. Ubahem anavim, and they have grapes on them. So these palm branches that have dates on them, or this vine that has on it grapes, and they're obviously detached from the ground. So im psolus merubala ochel, if there's more of the branch, the psolus, than there is of the actual dates or the grapes, so mesachim behen, you are allowed to use it for schach. Vilav, but if the dates or the grapes are actually more numerous, so then a mesach mem, then you're not allowed to go be mesach with them, because then it's a food, and it's makabel tuma, but it's not allowed. Mishabur explains in Sivkot Lamed, Din zeh hu klal v'hoda prat. It tells us the general rule, and now it tells us a specific example. Behainu, im kitzarum liochel. If you cut it off for the purposes of eating, so then hayadayim mitzdarfim ochel. Then the branches are considered also like a handle for the ochel, and therefore wouldn't be allowed. However, im kitzarum masichoch. But if you cut it off for chesach purposes, hayadayim mitzdarfim in amsolus. Then the yadayim are considered not a handle for the fruit, but they're considered like psolus, and it would be acceptable schach. As we're going to learn. Now, the issue footnote 23 has a number of important ideas. What about the problem that you're not allowed to go cut off a fruit-bearing tree? So the Gemara above a comma tells us you're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree based upon the Sukkim and the Tchumish. So he says, and this is brought down la'alocha in the Rambam, so how are you allowed to do this? So he brings down she'avur mitzvahs sukkah mutter. He brings down from various svarim that because you're doing the mitzvah over here of putting up schach, so it's allowed. And he brings down a pasuk from Nehemiah, Shekotzu eight zayis b'shul sukkah. So they cut down an olive branch, olive tree, to make schach for the sukkah. So you see that if l'shem mitzvah, you're allowed to go cut down a fruit-bearing tree. Or mishum shekitzitzu nasa avur mitzvah. Since you're cutting down this fruit-bearing tree for the purpose of a mitzvah, v'lo b'derech hashchasa, not just to chop it down. So he brings down as well from the yavitz, Shemuto liktos ilon avur dvar mitzvah. You can cut down a fruit-bearing tree as long as you're doing it for dvar mitzvah. This is all the opinion of the Shilas Chuvas Divrei Chaim and the pre-toar. Now, what about just cutting off a branch, not the whole tree? Linyan ktsitzas anof echod me'etz ma'echod, to cut off just a single branch from a fruit-bearing tree. So the Mishnah Melech brings down, that's mutter, even lo litzarech mitzvah. Why? Shein iser ele b'ktsitzas etz sholin. Ach, lo b'ktsitzas anof in buvad. The iser is to cut down the entire fruit-bearing tree, not just to prune it, to cut off some branches. However, it brings down Shiloh's Shuvas Meis Yitzchak, shem isvara ein irakein. On the logical point of view, that shouldn't be the correct answer. Kimin shalom ma'isa, bottom line is, mashchis anof hamagadol peros. Doesn't say only a fruit-bearing tree, you're stopping this branch of the tree from bearing fruit. However, it brings down for Shiloh Shuvas Har Tzvi, a teretz. Shekivon shayenika mispateshes l'shar anofim. If you're cutting down this tree, so then the other branch is going to be stronger. It's going to not be considered any sort of a destruction because your overall yield for the tree by just cutting off this branch won't be changed. However, l'halacha Rav Yashas Atzal says, Rov HaPoskim say that k'tzitzas anaf me'ilan asura shelo l'tzorach mitzvah. If you're not doing shen mitzvah, you shouldn't even cut off a single branch. However, l'maisa, Shel Shuvas Har Tzvi disagrees. He says, sha'av she'esh l'halkel l'inyan k'tzitzas anafim l'sachech min hadin. He says, technically, you could do this min hadin to go and cut off the branches over here for schach. He says, gam mishum shekotzim l'tzorach mitzvah, because you're cutting it off l'tzorach mitzvah, and also mishum she'en kotzin alas anafim, you're only cutting off branches. Nevertheless, he concludes, l'maisa yesh l'ma l'nochri l'kotzim. He says, it's preferable to have the nochri cut them down. And to state that you're not doing this is my shaliach. Daki tshuva in your day adds in the name of Shel Shuvas Vayeta Yitzchak le'inyan misha ases sukaso samach l'ilon maichon. If you put your sukkah up right near a fruit bearing tree and then the branches overhang the sukkah and you got to cut them down, so that's also allowed mishum it's the tzorach mitzvah, and also you're not cutting down the entire tree, just the branch. The issue for number 24 brings down if you're cutting it l'shem sichoch, so then even though you're going to eat the fruit after the chag, so the Chazon Ish writes, then the handles are considered part of the food, since you're planning on eating it afterwards, so it doesn't get the status of being schach, it still has the status of being the handles of food, which is like a food. Mechaber continues and says, if you cut off these branches for the purpose of eating them, so we said that the handles of the fruit, the branches of these fruit, have the status of ochel as well, and they're makabel toma. And therefore, if you want to call this good schach, you have to have enough against not only the fruit, but also against the handle. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph explains, min hadin, technically, the din is, ein hayadayim nikra ochel rak at shlosha tvachim. Technically, it's only the first three tvachim that are adjacent to the fruit that are considered a handle that have the status of ochel. However, avol, mipnei sheyesh yodo shemitztarfos lo'ochel, but since there are certain situations when the handle is even further than that, so therefore we're machmir and say that any handle over here is considered like the fruit, is makabel tuma, and is not considered like the regular non-makabel tuma schach. Therefore, bottom line, Lefiza, Yesh Lizar, one should be careful. Shalom Lachasos, but Kashin Shel Tfua. When you're taking these grains or stalks of wheat, Kodem Shenech Bitu, Minatua, before you have threshed them and gotten off all of the wheat, you potentially have a problem because the whole thing is considered like an ochel. Furthermore, Vineya Prima Gadam Fakvi Ktsas Afilu Acha Shenech Bitu. The Prima Gadam says, maybe even after they've been threshed, and most of the wheat is gone, you still have a problem. And he brings out from the Bibkur Yaakov, he's more meko. Nevertheless, you should be careful. He says, even if you got most of it ridden of, there still is some left there. So even after you threshed it. And there, in that situation, was that then it certainly has the status of being a handle for food. If you want to use these stalks of grain as schach in this situation, you should be careful. You should remove the shibolim entirely. It brings down the name of the Bikur Yaakov. Furthermore, if you're using various types of stalks of grain, the straw that you cut off with a scythe, so the Medina Hayad Eino Ka'ochel Rak Ad Shlosha Tvachim. In this situation, everybody agrees that it's only up to three Tvachim that it's considered a handle. So then, Im Yesh Bashar Yosem Yisholosha Tvachim, if the rest of it is much more than three Tvachim, Ein L'Hachmir Acha Shenechmedu, then you don't have to be concerned after you did the threshing. Sif Yud Aleph, Misachachin B'Pinogo. We're allowed to be Misachach with a certain type of animal fodder that's known as Pinogo, which in Arabic is Hanikra Ba'aravi Shumar, which is known as something called Shumar. What is this? The Ramah says, "Who Michael Behema, some sort of animal fodder. They ain't been able to mokel or so. People don't normally eat this except the Rufua. El Rufua brings down the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Kolbo, and therefore it's not considered something that's a Makabal Tuma, and it's perfectly good Schach. Sif Yud Beis. If you go put up schach with vegetables that are going to rapidly dry out, desiccate, and therefore they won't be really edible anymore. So the Mahaber says, apapishab sulum lasachek, nitnesh makabam tumma. Technically, you can't be masach with them because they're food in the makabam tumma. Nevertheless, ain dinam kischach posel. They don't have the status of being schach posel. That schach posel is livsol biarbor tvachim. We have to have four tvachim to be ruining it. Ella, we view it as ki'avir, which is actually more stringent. Hashivi livsol bishlosha. And if you have even three tvachim in between the kosher schach, that area is no good. And sometimes could ruin for the entire sukkah, depending on the location of it. The Mishabur explains Sivkot Lamid Beis, wrote to Lomar, Be'ezim komush maharin liyavish besoch shivas yimei achad. If this vegetable will dry up within the 7 days of Sukkot, the lin pol hel olin va'giv olin, v'yishar avir, and it will fall down, but you'll be left just with the space there. So then, ap api shepsulim l'sachay v'chulei, Sivkot Lamid Gimel says, you can't use it for schach, that sivas ha'ayri b'yiroku shiruyim l'achil, psulim l'sachay b'em, there are foods, and they're accepting tumma, so therefore they can't be used for schach, v'havamin of the shul zeh, ein chol aleim shem psul acher. So you might have thought that it just is something that you can't use for schach, but it doesn't have the status of ruining it in other rat ways, Kamash Lun, the low Amrin and Hochi. No, we don't say that, and in fact, it ruins it. It's not considered like Schach Posel, but it's considered like Avir. And therefore, Sivkot Lamed Dalet, it won't be Poselit with Arba Tvachim, like we'll learn in Simon Tafresh Lamed Beis, Kavuab Simon Tafresh Lamed Beis, the Schach Posel, Posel, the Amtsa, the Arba Tvachim, it ruins the Sukkah. If you have four Tvachim by four Tvachim in the middle of the Sukkah, the Avir Posel, Beim Beemtsa, Beim Minatzad, but as opposed to a space, it's going to be Poselit if it's only three Tvachim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hey, and it's postulate with only three tvachim. Hainu, afilu kodem shenis yabshu. This is even before it is dried out. We still consider it ready like avir. Why? Mishum dekevin da akasher nis yabshu, since when it will dry out, misparos, it's going to crumble, the no flows, and it's going to fall down. Veina sukkah ruuyo l'skayim l'shivas yom, and it won't be able to last it for 7 days. So therefore, gozer rabbanu mihashta, the rabbis enacted a decree here that it's no good at all, like avir. Furthermore, because we post him, do what then kishasichech be rakos shane ruin lachilas adam. Same thing if you're doing it with vegetables that aren't normally eaten by people. They meet saratzman by themselves, a makab tumma, they wouldn't be makab tumma. Ruin lasachibem, they technically you'd be used for sach. However, ach, shemaharin levyavish tok shiva, but since they desiccate so quickly, they're also considered no good, even though they would technically be kosher sach, but since they won't last for the 7 days, gam came psulim, they're no good. Chabad continues and says, "Remain darkam liyavish. If they don't dry out, so then dinam kisrach posel. The posel biyaber tochem. Then they are considered like posel eschach because they are considered ochlin, and therefore they are going to be posel with arba tochem, not three tochem." The Rama adds, Hagav, V'chol Ma'ash Adarku L'Yavish Toch Shiva, anything that will desiccate out within 7 days, Miyad Danin Allah Kilu Hu Yavish. We view it as if it's already desiccated, brings it down the name of the Ran, and therefore it is considered like Avir, like space, for the Avir or Posel, but Gimel, Afilu Matzad, it will ruin it like Avir and not like Posel Eschach. He brings it down from Agos Maimonios, and with this we conclude today's share.